Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My favorite girl in the world is here with me today, Kathy O'Brien. I've got to spend some time with her. If you're not familiar with her, Kathy O'Brien has lived through the unimaginable and come out stronger than you can possibly imagine, but for the grace of God. But something came up lately and I had to have her back on. Her first book, if you haven't read it, you must. It is mind-blowing, Transformation of America. And then her second book, at this point, even more important because it's called Reasons of National Security. And I think pretty sure most people today hear Reasons of National Security and the antenna goes up and says, oh, so the government's protecting themselves from getting caught doing crimes. So Kathy's been out there since the 90s, really just breaking it all down. And here we are today with everything she was talking about. So thank you for joining me, Kathy. No one's more important right now to be heard than you are.
I appreciate it. It's always good to be able to bring truth to light with you.
I know, and you do. For anyone that hasn't read Kathy's books, Kathy is a survivor. I'll let her tell you a little bit of MK Ultra mind programming on the highest level through the Pentagon and our military. And a lot of people you know about that you don't realize have been involved in this for a very long time. But apparently, what they started probably before Nazi Germany, but then took it to America, and Kathy unfortunately got caught up in it, but was saved, but for the grace of God and a great man named Mark, and healed. And when I started hearing last week, Kathy, people talking about transformation, as you spell it, T-R-A-N-C-E, transformation and mass formation and all this stuff, my antenna went up and I said, Kathy O'Brien's been telling everyone about this since the 90s, and you have. So if you could talk a little bit about mind control, what happened to you and what you're seeing right now on a mass scale that I believe probably grew out of experiments that you were involved in with the behind the scenes MK Ultra.
Yeah, I think that Access Denied for Reasons of National Security really lays out a pretty good picture that this new world order that's being imposed on us, whatever name they want to use on it, one world or whatever, right. New world order, their agenda is a slave society agenda. And Access Denied just kind of shows how people have been waking up to the slow implementation of it for so long. And it started spinning out of control and it wasn't unfolding the way they wanted it to. And right now we're at a point where people are waking up en masse. We have a great awakening happening. Yep. They are beginning to understand that they have been through the mass formation psychosis is the new term they have to be able to wrap their brains around what this has been and realize that we're seeing it because they're losing control. This is where we need to shine. This is where we win. So everything that I've witnessed and experienced deep in the swamp in Washington, D.C., under their robotic MK Ultra mind control, gave me deep insight into their plan on how mind control was to be used to subdue the population into compliance. There's no way that people would comply with the kind of criminal activity that has been going on, the erosion of our justice system, the erosion of our livelihoods and the trafficking of children. There's no way people would allow for any of this to go on. They wouldn't allow for the steal of elections, none of it. They wouldn't cooperate with their own demise with mind control mask is a virus that's been imposed on us all. None of that would they comply with. So they knew mind control was needed, and that is their ultimate weapon of mass destruction. Since I had a personal experience with MK Ultra mind control, it's given me deep insight into what is happening today. And since I also healed from MK Ultra mind control, I am seeing the mass awakening. I've got the eyes to see. And that's what I like to share with everyone so that truth frees us from fear and we can reclaim our sanity and our free thought and our freedom in this country and in ourselves and in the world.
Yeah, what's disturbing is if you haven't read Access Denied, for Reasons of National Security. What's very scary about your testimony, that was her testimony of the truth of what happened to her in her 30 years within the highest ranks of our government being used as basically a MK Ultra spy. But in there, a lot of the same people that you talk about in your testimony are still apparently, or they appear to be involved. I saw the other day, I could not believe it. I saw Dick Cheney with his daughter, that is falsely imprisoning American citizens in a gulag in the I call it the vassal state that is the District of Columbia, without their rights, without the Constitution, all based on lies to manipulate. I think that was part of the mental mind control thing too, was, you know, making an example of those people, prisoners of war, and then making sure that nobody fought back, nobody had the courage, and that's reversing right now. But as for you, when it came to the government, what do you see now? Because your testimony and Reasons of National Security, it's Access Denied is the name, but Reasons of National Security, that whole point, that whole thing now, Kath, and I knew this from your book, but people really need to realize it's them, the national security to them is protecting themselves, because yes, in this democracy, it's really a constitutional republic, but in this whole situation we're in, transparency is going to be, I think, the one thing that's going to actually help and change and evolve us to a different place. A better place will be the full transparency of things that only you and a handful of people knew or survived, we know. What are you seeing in terms of that? The reasons of national security at this point just makes me sick.
National security is invoked to cover up crimes against humanity, and it certainly has threatened the security of our nation to the point that we're at today. And a prime example of it is the fact that in the Maxwell case, you know, we look at all of that, and under national security, the whole cabal, everybody, all the perpetrators, all the pedophiles, all the high-level politicians that I know have been involved in this human trafficking operation, we're right, all covered up for so-called reasons of national security. One person takes the fall for the whole cabal. That is not going to stop the pervasiveness of human trafficking, but human trafficking, especially child sex trafficking, is the funding mechanism of this New World Order slave society agenda. This reset that we're experiencing is to make sure that all the money is in their pockets so they have all the control over humanity. They're power mongers. They're not like us. They're criminals. And it's a small handful. Like you said, I've named these same perpetrators. And here they are, over and over and over again. And that's in Transformation of America. I even laid out how elections were to be stolen,
I know,
by these perpetrators. And it was going to be kept in the Bush-Clinton dynasty until Hillary was to usher in the New World Order during her reign. Of course, she didn't get in, and they're all freaking and they're still frantic to make up for that. But nevertheless, I showed how it would go Bush, and Bush said, George Bush Sr. said, because it's his New World Order, he told us all.
Right.
George Bush said that when people became disillusioned with Republicans leading them into the New World Order, then Bill Clinton as a Democrat would be put in. And then when, you know, it'd go back and forth, Democrat, Republican, as though an illusion of change. And it's the same thing we're experiencing now. You know, it amazes me. I've been saying it for over 30 years that there's no difference between Democrat and Republican, because the New World Order knows no party lines. They don't care. All they want is full control of the minds of the masses and of our country so that they can meld it into their global domination effort. But it's looking and see their names. It's a small handful. It's right, the same ones over and over again. It's inexcusable that someone like Dick Cheney, who has already bragged about how important he thinks torture is for prisoners, right, to be having any voice over the political prisoners of January 6th. It's an absolute outrage. And I'm deeply concerned with what I know about the effects of trauma on the human mind. And when anyone is locked up, they're already being traumatized just by that alone. And once in prison, their information is controlled. So ultimately, what the whole world is experiencing right now in so many ways, the trauma and the information control and everything else, is being imposed on the January 6th people, the patriots, I'll just call them patriots, that have been locked up, when months prior to that, we had others parading in our streets, violently hurting people, killing people, burning down businesses, destroying our cities, destroying our livelihoods. None of them were punished, not one. Instead, the media spun them as peaceful protesters. And even though we all knew that wasn't peaceful, even though we all knew violence isn't peaceful, the repetitiveness of it, media, when they repeat over and over and over again, is going to have an effect on the subconscious mind. And that effect has been compounded by now by the patriots being locked up and insurrection thrown in our face. And even though we can counter that with our conscious mind, the fact that we're being bombarded repetitively, constantly, still takes effect within the subconscious. So we have to be aware that we're being conditioned to be compliant. And that's really what it comes down to, as we're being conditioned to compliance and to being disarmed. And if that's a main goal,
disarmed is the next all, right.
Yeah, all amendments to our constitution.
Disarm us. Yeah, and I think that's going to come through them calling in the UN. I've watched how they're doing, but I don't think the American people will put up with that at this point. You know, you brought up something. There's a lot of people out there. I saw The Atlantic, who's totally in on it, and Jobs' widow owns The Atlantic, and every hit piece that they put out and ends up getting debunked. But as you and I know, it doesn't matter that it gets debunked. It matters that it gets out there, and the wrong people then spread that. It's like Pelosi said, the wrap-up smear. You throw something out, you know it's fake, but by the time it goes through the news cycle and comes back, it doesn't matter if it's real or not, and then you use it again, you know, when, knowing that it's already been debunked. But what you said about the child trafficking, let's just be honest. I mean, for anyone that's read your books, but also you weren't only trafficked as a child through our government, but so was your daughter. And she was incredibly traumatized. But when you've told me about it in real life, but also in your books, your daughter wasn't alone. Like you were an experiment of some sort with all the MK Ultra people, but your daughter was actually put with other children and mentally manipulated, like that NXIVM Rainbow Cultural Garden, or what a lot of these SRA survivors say. Can you talk a little bit about the mind control of children and what, how they do that and what that does on a lifetime? That it's just, you know, they crack kids. They crack them as children and then use them forever. And people don't seem to understand that not only is it going on, but it's a giant business and it's been going on for decades, centuries. But certainly you dealt with it and then you watched your daughter deal with it. And now both, thank God, you both are alive, but you weren't supposed to be. And that's a miracle. But talk a little bit about your daughter and what happened with her.
Well, MKUltra has a profound effect on the human mind, and understanding mind control is, and our mind-brain function is crucial to having a defense against it. I think the most prime example is pedophilia and the pedophile agenda. The pedophile agenda is multi-purpose, like so much of what these perpetrators do is more than one purpose and one meaning behind it. By sexually abusing a child prior to the age 5, while their brain is still forming, the brain responds to that trauma. My brain responded to trauma way before I could even think to know what my father was doing to me was wrong, because he did it to me when I was an infant.
Right.
But nevertheless, my brain knew that I needed to be protected from that horrific event because the pain and suffocation was still there. So my brain shut down neuron pathways around that event so the rest of the mind could function normally. That's the way our brains respond to trauma. And any time that trauma occurs, even on a mass scale, like 911 or whenever massive trauma is imposed on humanity, we need to safeguard our free thought, because our brains respond to trauma with like this conscious mind freezes in fear. And the subconscious mind is wide open to being easily led. The subconscious doesn't have any ability to critically analyze or any ability to reason. And that's why we're seeing so many people on our streets today, because mind control is taking its toll. And they don't have a capacity for compassion, for any kind of understanding to even hear beyond the program that's in their head. Well, this was known from the Hitler-Himmler research, which is why they were so interested in multi-generational incest-based families. That's what my family was, and that's what I was born into. And my father was sexually abusing me. He was prostituting me to his friends who were pedophiles, and he was making child pornography of me. And this was back in the early 60s, like the real early 60s. He was caught sending child pornography through the mail. And when he was caught sending it, he was approached by local politician Gerald Ford, who went on to become the unelected president of the United States. Gerald Ford approached my father and gave him immunity from prosecution if he would agree to sell me into MKUltra mind control. Already we're seeing how our courts are being manipulated by not only by national security, but children are also prostituted and used for blackmail purposes to further compromise the justice system. And the FBI is so extremely complicit in all of that, but that's, you know, that's jumping ahead. Nevertheless, the pedophile agenda is heavily rooted in their need to create a robotic compliant society. And after so many generations, it starts to become autogenic. It's just like pedophiles, children who are raised in incest have more tendency to sexually abuse their children. And so the cycle goes. So they're trying to set up a cycle and sanction it in the justice system and promote it in the school system and promote it through all forms of media. They're acting like telling us what words we can use and calling it gender confusion and everything else and just promoting it through the controlled media. The media is the voice of the New World Order. They took it over with the Kennedy assassination. Right. And that is their voice. It is controlled. Anyone who doesn't fit the narrative is either eliminated and killed, or they just lose their job, or their story is buried. Right. However, the media is just fully controlled so that they can push forth this slave society agenda that is rooted in pedophilia. And that's why there's so much child sex trafficking going on. It's to perpetuate the mind control aspect to condition the masses. It's to condition society to accept that kind of horrific abuse of our children. And we need to understand the effects of trauma on the human mind so that we'll take a stand against this and rise up and stop it. Because at this point, human trafficking, child sex trafficking, that is the most lucrative business in the world. And it is very pervasive across open borders. Right. It's also pervasive in Washington, D.C. It's everywhere. We need to open our eyes and start recognizing it.
Yeah, I think people don't want to see evil. I think the reason that because you're so brave in your books and you just lay it out, people are so shocked at first and then horrified and then angry. And that's helped your voice and a couple other brave people out there have helped to push people to action. Yet we are seeing right now on our southern border, one of the biggest child and human and sex trafficking operations in real time. Our government's not even hiding it anymore. And a lot of people aren't paying attention. We're seeing record drug overdoses. A lot of that's coming through the border. We're seeing the cartel basically runs our border. We know that our government's involved to some extent. But you knew a lot about the drug trafficking and human trafficking in the 60s and 70s. Not only was it happening to you and your daughter, and you know, but a lot of those people, like you said, the fact that you guys made it is a miracle, because most of these people that they do this to, they have an expiration date in their minds. And that's how I feel right now about society is, you know, the end goal clearly of COVID was to destroy or kill, in my opinion, as many people that they could that wouldn't comply. But that's also what they do with mind control slaves and victims of MKUltra. They have a limit. And they get rid of them. You were saved, thank God, by Mark on the way to, I believe, being disposed of. I mean, that's That's how they looked at it. They use it. And people have to understand it. Kathy was working at the top level with the presidents and people all over that are, some of them still around, but that really, you know, formed our country, you know, to the mold that we're in now, that is the one world government. So at the end of the day, you were, thank God, a good guy. I wanted to talk a little bit about the good guys because people are worried. A lot of people out there, I was even on this morning with somebody that's very nervous that there aren't any good guys left in the military or in these agencies. And there might not be many, but you didn't know that there was either when you, Mark and you connected and you realized, wait, there is a good guy and this guy is going to help me. And he did. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. When Mark rescued me and my daughter out of our victimization, I didn't know there were any good people in the world. My whole environment had been saturated. So I didn't know that there was. And Mark told me, he said that the majority of people were like him. And I was very skeptical, to say the least. It took a while. I thought he was a god or something, you know, anything other than to be able to wrap my brain around the fact that good people exist. Well, the fact is they are by far the majority. They just don't get the voice. They just don't have it out there. As quick as I was healing, as quick as I was writing out memory, it was validated by U.S. Customs because they saw so much human trafficking and drug trafficking pouring across the border. They knew about Clinton coke lines. They knew about the Clinton MENA Arkansas cocaine operations. They saw the human trafficking that was going on, and also a much darker aspect of it, the human harvesting that was going on, that was rooted in occultism and traumatized blood and everything else. And they saw all that and were livid every time they turned it in. National security was invoked on it and people were turned free. So by that time, there are so many good people within law enforcement and within the justice system that were trying to clean things up and yet never could get past go, because we had an attorney general at that time, Dick Thornburg, who was a primary abuser of mine, that was, as attorney general, he shot down everything that William Von Raab was presenting and trying to seek justice for. So you get one person in a key place and the problem ends up running through the whole system. So there are good people in the system. We got to get past that one at the top.
Right.
And with that said, we need to consider the fact that these perpetrators who've been stealing elections now for decades are the same ones who appointed Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they have them at the top, they got control of the justice system. We cannot trust our Supreme Court. It has been heavily infiltrated for a long time, very deliberately filled with perpetrators of the New World Order and perpetrators who actually have spoken openly about human trafficking and pedophilia as though it should be accepted because it is the funding mechanism of New World Order.
Yeah, they're
it's
here.
It's got to stop.
Ginsburg talked about it. She actually was a proponent.
That's right. I know.
Lowering the age of consent to, I think, 12 and all kinds of other stuff. And, you know, they loved her. Big fan of a lot of really ugly things, but they, you know, idolized her. We just saw Sotomayor lie to the whole world saying that 100,000 children are in serious condition on ventilators with COVID. It's not even remotely true. They don't correct themselves. I mean, at this point, I'm just looking at Clarence Thomas, who has been so treated so terribly. But I mean, he's the only one, I think, right now that is even asking any questions about the efficacy or what they're doing or why it should be mandated. All the other ones seem in on it. And I also saw something, Kat, where I saw, I think it was Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, both put in by Trump, but Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, I think Breyer, a whole bunch of them, they all get awards from the Queen of England for something. It's very disturbing, these people, the conflicts of interest of all the Supreme Court justices, and then you watch that they're involved in these secret societies, and it's just, it's so disturbing, because I think everyone, at least at the end of the day, thought the Supreme Court was not involved, and clearly they are involved and have always been. As for what happened after you Mark really risked all three of your lives saving you, because the people that were your handlers were, you know, at a point where, you know, they were going to save themselves before they would ever do anything for anyone else. But he got you out, thank God. And then just for the people out there, you know, you have a book, PTSD, A Time to Heal, that is millions and millions of people have read it, not just victims of child trafficking, sex trafficking, of this horrific foster care and CPS system, but also soldiers and addicts, and a lot of people that went through these horrible problems have found solace and peace in your book, which is really a book full of exercises. If you can talk a little bit, because I asked you one time when I was even lucky enough to be at your house, we were talking, and I thought, you know, what makes you different is you don't tell people that they can get it outside. Like, your whole message is it's all inside. So if you can talk a little bit about your healing, but also the exercises in that book that can and should be used on a mass scale right now by good guys and by people with a voice, and get it out there, but also start the healing process within.
Yeah, Mark had worked in the highest levels of mind sciences and was studying about freeing mind. All he ever wanted was to preserve the sanctity of free thought and to be able to free people from anything that they endured, the traumas they endured. And working on a level of espionage, that's some information that's needed. When someone has been through that, any kind of trauma, they're highly suggestible, like I said, and which means they're suggestible to outside influence. That's not a time to let someone else manipulate your mind and to talk it over with you and to get, because you're too suggestible. It's not a good time to be seeing a therapist. You need to strengthen from within. Healing is within us all. It is within us all to heal, to be able to reclaim self-control and inner peace, just like I did, to reclaim clarity of thinking and to be able to maintain that clarity of thinking using the simple methods that Mark taught me. And that starts with using a pen by writing out memory. Instead of talking about it with someone, write it out. Instead of talking about the trauma with someone, write it out. The very act of moving a pen uses the logic part of the brain. And by using that part of the brain, it switches information into a logic mode where it can be consciously comprehended, where it can be critically analyzed and dealt with, where it becomes present, where you're able to deal with it. Plus you're seeing it right in front of you.
Right.
So it's something that's an important exercise to do for anyone at any time. It's so important that it's been taken out of our school system.
Right. Exactly. That's what I always say.
Our children are being manipulated and they don't want them to be able to critically analyze. So they took writing by hand out of the school system. We've got to get it back in there.
Yeah.
I encourage everyone to pick up a pen and write out what their fears are. What are they afraid of right now, today? And then write a solution. When you write a solution, when you write out the trauma, you're already shifting it over to logic. But when you write with a solution, you're making neuron pathways fire in new ways to think in ways that lift you out of that. So it can actually take people out of depression to be able to start doing this as well. So I'm still writing. I write poems. I write on my blog. I write all the time. I always have a notebook around. Yeah. I make notes of everything. And I always add a solution. And it forces me to think in those terms, because it's really difficult to see the injustice that's going on. The injustice in our world right now is traumatic in itself.
Right.
So, you know, writing that out with solutions is very helpful. Right. And I would encourage everyone to do that. So no matter what the trauma, or even if it's just information control, even if it's someone trying to think beyond controlled media,
right,
even if it's someone wanting to rise above the constant repetitious bombardment of wear a mask, get your injection, you know, all that, if we go into a business, it's in the intercom, right. You know, I mean, it's everywhere. It's you sign into anything online and there's the little warnings, you know, it's right. Everywhere.
Yeah.
So we need to counter that. And the best way to consciously counter it is to apply the methods in PTSD time to heal. Right. And that includes some great, great tips like get out in nature.
The truth is that you lived all of it. It's not, you're not writing it as a therapist. You're writing it as somebody who not only healed themselves, but had Mark, who was at the top level. You know, his nemesis was that horrible Aquino guy that was promoted by Oprah, that got House of Set, and the satanic worshiping guy that was also the head of our military mind control situation with you. And Mark was actually his counter, thank God. So there is nothing, if Kathy healed and she's sharing her tools, there's nothing we can't heal from. One thing that we did talk about privately, and I wanted to bring up here, you told me that when you were back in the Pentagon, White House, all those circles, you actually were also in the Hollywood circles too. So you saw it from all angles, because it's all connected, as you and I know, at the very top. Yeah. Yeah. You said that Bill Clinton was really, really interested in mind control and the brain and how to do all that, all the genetic stuff with DNA. And then we saw Barack Obama started something called the Brain Initiative, or the Ignite Initiative, all about the brain. And then recently we had this the conviction of a doctor from Harvard, Lieber, who was in cahoots with a bunch of other doctors from Harvard and MIT. Of course, you know the type I'm talking about, doctors. And they were all being funded basically by Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates, as well as our government, DARPA, you know, all the usuals. And their whole thing is mind control with, I'll tell you, one of the patents I read of Lieber's, meanwhile, for those who don't know, this is a guy from Harvard. He opened a lab behind the scenes without anyone knowing in Wuhan, China. He created nanotechnology that injects nanoparticles into your body for multiple things. But one of the patents he has is about using frequency and electromagnetics to manipulate minds once the mechanism is inserted. I know that you had mind control that dealt with EMPs and electric shock and things like that. People can heal from that, but that's really, really another level of evil. Because, you know, it's one thing to say they're killing us with this or that. It's another thing to say they actually want to put transistors in people and to manipulate their minds en masse and put thoughts into people's heads that aren't their own, but the person won't even know that. You were dealing with this in the 70s, 80s, and this is something that you saw all the time, right?
Yeah, it was. It's the people that I was exposed to, all these perpetrators, this New World Order agenda, follows a DARPA computerized program that lays out how to manipulate the minds of the masses and everything. Well, this artificial intelligence is so advanced and is able to advance itself. So then the challenge became, okay, how can we get ahead of artificial intelligence? And they thought mind control of the masses would somehow do it. And then genetic alteration and through the nanotechnologies, through the genetics. And in that process, one thing they were very, very, very determined to do, which is in my testimony for Congress, Transformation of America, is stop human procreation. And the first of it came out through the AIDS, you know, the AIDS was introduced through vaccine in Haiti. And and it was part of this particular agenda that they were talking about of the control of humanity and the alteration of our genetics. And in that process, they wanted to stop human procreation so they could move forward with human cloning. All this was going on back in the 80s. I can only imagine what they have now and what's available now, but we need to all wise up to it. And I don't use that word lightly. Wisdom is our saving grace, because the computerized program, just like these perpetrators, are very flat thinking. They are all about control, power. They're all about this linear direction of thought. Whereas we have wisdom, we have the ability to think so much higher and deeper. And we have all this capacity because our strength of the human spirit, it's natural. It comes with that. We have wisdom. And Mark always said, wisdom outthinks a criminal mind every time. Mm-hmm. And it does. And it outthinks AI. It outthinks it all. That's why another reason, like I said, They do things for more than one reason.
Right.
Another reason for mind control is to squash the strength of the human spirit. It's not that they can touch it. They never possessed mine. They never touched my spirit. My spirit was always in a safe, loving space while my body was tortured and while I was programmed to carry out their bidding. My spirit was always in that safe, loving space. But for 30 years, I couldn't think to bring to mind those, what innately I would stand for. I would not tolerate the kind of abuses that I saw going on around me, the tortures, the horrors, the mind control, the drug ops, the black ops that I was exposed to, the human trafficking operations set up throughout the Caribbean, running through the State Department and everything else that was just so absolutely horrific, but I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't think to. It was only until I reclaimed my free thought that I had my free will, my soul expression, and my strength of spirit to be able to stand for those things that I believe in. Like I said, wisdom outthinks a criminal mind every time. They never could affect the human spirit, and they couldn't think to stop my expression of it.
Right.
I think that's why I'm here.
It is, absolutely.
It's
I think you're here also to be a witness, a voice. This is why, you know, everywhere I go, when people ask me what should I read, I always say your books, because you wouldn't be here if you weren't supposed to be, with what you've seen and what you've done and going out there and saying it. You know, you just said something that's really important. Well, two things that I wanted to say before we wrap up is, one thing is, you said earlier about the prisoners in DC, these political prisoners, these examples for all of us to make us fear questioning or asking or, you know, protesting or any of it, any of the stuff that we're allowed. These people are an example of, you better stay in line or we're going to throw you in there too, which is what I think that's all about. But you once said to me, especially after the Rittenhouse and some other things, that Mark said to you, if they ever caught you two and put you in jail, that it would take one day to completely manipulate your mind. Tell me a little bit about that. Once you're in custody, how dangerous it is for the human mind.
It is extremely dangerous because you're in an enclosed environment. And when you have people like Dick Cheney purporting that torture, you know, extracts information, it's just all misinformation in order to program information in.
Right.
You cannot extract information with torture. What happens is a person will say absolutely anything to stop the torture. They will do anything they're told. They'll say anything. They'll confess to crimes. They'll do absolutely anything to stop the torture. Torture is to program information in. And I know that from experience.
I know.
And I know that from experience with Dick Cheney. And it's an outrage that he's still standing there. So it makes me very concerned for what's being done to the political prisoners in there. And we all need to be aware that torture is that programs information in. And when you add the technologies, like we're talking about the new technologies and the harmonics and everything else that can be affecting people, including and absolutely, you know, considering information control, because all that's controlled in there. Everything's controlled. So these people, the chances of them being able to even testify are slim to none. And they would only say what they have been programmed to say at this point. And I'm very concerned for that.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned for anyone who's done, for anyone like Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, when he comes out, he needs time to reclaim his inner peace and to be able to expand his thinking beyond, you know, we got to have time before cameras are put on people and questions being asked, because it's important to be able to reclaim that self-control. But Mark always said, yeah, it would take one day to turn testimony, and they can do it through hypnotic,
right,
neuro-linguistic programming and just using the trauma of being incarcerated itself. So it's very concerning and something that we all need to be aware of, especially when Dick Cheney shows his
face. I know. When I saw him, I just thought, especially because of your book, but all the other things I know, I just thought, are they kidding me? And then last week they gave Tony Blair a knighthood. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. What the crimes that these guys perpetrated during the Bush years and since are unbelievable. I'm sitting there watching this thinking this has to be a move. Like, they're putting them in our faces. These people need to wake up and look back on what happened and what these people did and why. You just said that thing about the torture in jail and that going on. But, you know, like what they're really planning from the dots I'm putting together with the technology and the AI is, and actually in Glasgow, nobody reported it. What really happened in Glasgow is the entire G20 pledged allegiance to the New World Order under the guise of Build Back Better in the World Economic Forum. But also there was a much ignored conference on transhumanism and where the guy very boldly and proudly, a former Google AI guy, he said that the goal for the one world government was to replace God and religion with a benevolent AI. And then when I saw the thing about putting nanotechnology and transistors and all this stuff, then I thought about all the people that they let out of jail in the beginning and all during COVID. It's still happening. Wow. Nobody's going to jail anymore in my city. And I'll tell you, this is very, very scary to me because like you said, but you also, you know a lot about triggering people. So all people can go about, you know, Obama threatened us with his own like, you know, private police force he was going to have out there and put all these things together. People can go about their daily life, right? And you don't even know. And then they can be triggered by something that was programmed into them and it becomes very dangerous. How does that work? Because I know that from you and from reading your book and some other things, they program a trigger into you and it could be latent forever. And then bam, you're triggered and you're gone. You, Kathy, is gone. This other thing that they set up within you comes out and you know, you're not even aware.
It definitely, mind control works that way because there's no time associated with the program is as fresh as the day they put it in. So when it's triggered, it happens. And one way, I think a prime example that people are triggered is, through television, it affects their subconscious. And we see where you could almost, according to whatever show is on TV, you know, Purge or Hunger Games, or there were several of them that I think Dark Knight was definitely one of them. They when it starts showing over and over on TV, there's going to be a mass shooting.
Right.
And someone is triggered by it. And that what they're doing is they're getting that trigger and someone's being triggered by it. And then there it goes. Video games are setting people up for that kind of triggering as well. But we need to consider too that there's more subtle ways of triggering too that are being put in place when you start adding up like what was done with Rittenhouse, what was done when we sheltered at home while all our livelihoods burned, what's being done now with the January 6 prisoners. All of that is conditioning people to be compliant and to not take any action and to not defend themselves.
Right.
And this is moving towards disarming the population as well. We can see it coming. Once you understand how mind control works and how programming works and triggering works, when you understand all that aspect, it's easy to see what is being done right now to manipulate the population into compliance with this New World Order slave society and this pedophile agenda.
Yeah.
We need to wake up to it and realize the reality that this has been going on a long time. The groundwork has been laid and this is our time for waking up and taking back our freedom. It's inevitable that we do it because like I keep saying, they don't consider the strength of the human spirit. They didn't consider it in me and they're not considering it in the population as a whole.
Right.
And the population as a whole, everyone is beginning to wake up. You see one person take off a mask and the next person does and the next and the next, and then they're getting enough oxygen to their brain to think free. And then the cycle keeps perpetuating. And that's just one area where people are waking up. It's happening everywhere. It's happening within the school systems.
Right.
Parents are standing up against the mind control in the school system, in the erosion of moral values that are going on,
right.
The lies that are being taught in history. So they're standing up to the school system. People are doing it everywhere. For those people who are still programmed from the trauma, who are still robotically complying with new world orders, who are still, you know, screaming and reciting programming, it's like racist, insurrection, you know,
right.
They'll say the same repetitious right. words over and over. Their programming is screaming in their ears. Their programming is dominating their thought, and they cannot hear
right.
what we have to say. So if we tell them, well, this is where freedom is, or whatever we want, truth, we tell them, they can't hear it. Even if we scream it at them, they're not going to hear it.
Right.
So we need to just live it. We need to take that mask off ourselves. We need to smile. We need to reach out. We need to start making the differences in our community. And then more and more people follow. Where I am, as soon as people started taking off masks, the only ones wearing a mask, the CNN watchers, you know.
They
were looking around real nervous, like all of a sudden they're not with the herd anymore, and it freaked them out. So they took theirs off too, right. you know. So
right.
Sometimes we wake people up just by living freedom ourselves.
Right, exactly. And one last thing I wanted to talk to you about is, this is a war on God. You know, it's really hard to imagine it, but you've talked about it from the beginning. You talk about it a lot, that they couldn't take your strength of spirit. And but when I look at these people, first, a very good thing that comes out of reading your book and some of these other books that have a similar historical message is you realize that people, when you see them, they can be very different behind closed doors. People, especially these politicians, they have a persona and it's cultivated over time. But then when they're behind closed doors with you, in your book, it comes out so much because you're such a great writer that you can really feel what these people are. And now when I see them, like I saw Cheney the other day, I can feel his energy, you know, that energy, that strength of spirit you talk about. How did you not lose it? You know, they say it about all these people that were in concentration camps and came out, survived. You were in a concentration camp in your own brain, of course, as we all are now in mass. People don't realize that you're in a prison in your own body. And the more that they inject you, the worse it's going to get. But, you know, a lot of people say to Holocaust survivors, and I've thought it with you, if I didn't know that it was so real and pure, but they said, how can you not be angry at God? You know, how can you forgive God? You know, or how did God let that happen? Will you talk a little bit about your connection? Because I know that it's key to who you are.
Absolutely. It's that who I am inside, the base core energy of my being is love. And God is love. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. And that love never betrayed me. It wasn't love that was abusing me. That love never betrayed me in any way whatsoever. And in fact, it protected my human spirit with, it's like there's that free will barrier where you can't, the human spirit cannot be possessed.
Right.
It can't be possessed. That's like having darkness creep in on light. It doesn't work that way. And since love is the most powerful force in the universe, it always wins. We already won. The bad guys just don't know it yet, but they're finding out. They're finding out real fast.
I agree.
And as for them, they're really dark. They're a real low vibration, dark force energy that has no business meddling in our minds, no business affecting us in any way. We need to just gather our strength of spirit and start shining our love light. Ignore that nonsense that they're trying to impose on us and just say no and stop complying with it, because they're so low vibration, and this dark energy force that they are feeds off of fear. It feeds off of hate, negativity. It feeds off of terror, trauma, torture, to the point where they even feed off the adrenalized blood of tortured victims, literally feed off it, so that the depravity of their being is just unconscionable, and it's intolerable that we allow them to continue in any way whatsoever we need to realize our own strength, realize our own power. And when we do, we'll stop fueling theirs with our fear. We'll stop fueling it by complying with their divisive nonsense, trying to make us hate each other instead of love each other and overcome their divisiveness. We just need to all live the love we are and shine that love light and stop this dark energy force. So, and that way we're winning on a grand scale right now. This is a pivotal point in the history of humanity. It's spiritually evolutionary. It's an amazing time to be alive and to be a part of this great awakening that's happening.
I know you knew that it was going to come. I'm so grateful to God that you are here to witness it, because you have been out there telling everything that's happened, from the voting to the virus to the vaccines to the mind control. You have gone out there so bravely and talked about it for decades now. And I'm just so grateful that you're on the front lines now. And a lot of people are finding you that never had heard of you or didn't know you because you were so suppressed and they tried to censor you so much. And now it's too much, and it's your spirit and it's your energy. But I fully believe that it's God, and that God kept you here for this time. And thank you so much, Kathy. You are such a hero to me. You know, I always, every time we go on a road trip, I'm like, can we get by Kathy's? Is there any way to get to see Kathy? You're just an amazing gift from God. Really, you're like, to me, like the worst of the worst Holocaust.
You are to me.
That smiles and hugs and is full of love. And you think, how is this possible? It's only possible because of God, and God is working through you. Please, everyone, you should follow Kathy's blog, because every day that this unfolds, she's putting out some more insight and wisdom that's really helping a lot of people get through this with their sanity intact, because that's what they're trying to do now, is I think drive people to suicide and drug overdose and all this. So it's a really good resource, Kathy's blog and newsletter, for anyone that is awake and healing and wants to do the work inside so that they can fully heal themselves and then help others. So Kathy, where can people find you?
On my website, trance-formation.com. That's trance-formation.com.
Right. And I'll put links to all your books below. You also, PTSD, A Time to Heal. I'd say every single person should be getting this book right now. These are easy, easy steps that Mark, through his education and work with the military and deprogramming people, helped Kathy heal to such an extent. And I think everyone kind of needs it right now. There's simple exercises that can make a big, big difference in everyone's lives. So go to her website, trance-formation-formation.com. I'm going to put the links below to her books. Kathy O'Brien, you are my favorite human on the planet, and I love you so much. And I will see you again soon.
I love you. Thank you.